Healthy-ish is recorded live in the heart of Cedar Hill, Texas. Welcome to Healthy-ish, an educational podcast that navigates love, life, and everything in between. I'm your co-host, Prissy, and together I will be joined with Dr. Key, a relationship intelligence expert. Join us as we tackle some very controversial topics and stories. Due to some of the sensitive discussions regarding relationships and domestic violence, we advise listeners to use caution while listening. Yeah, so can you kind of tell us a little bit about why real love and, you know, why that's important?
Absolutely. Again, we God gave me that, first of all. No, Mary J. Blige sang it, right? And that was over 20 years ago that she came out with that song. And, you know, as a domestic violence counselor and a family dynamics facilitator, being married, divorced, I have experienced over the years, and thinking in general, that there have been so many people that want to know what that is. I mean, when we have our classes, we ask, what is love? And that's that question that people just start looking at each other and wondering, they don't know how to answer that. Nobody can answer that. They can tell you what parts of it is and some of those things, but there's always a controversy at the end, because then people start thinking of other things it is and couldn't be. And so we just want to set the record straight and put clarity in it for someone that's been in it for most of my life, a sociology professor. I've seen it in every facet, from a spiritual perspective, sociological perspective. I just want to share the knowledge, and so people will know what to look for and how to handle it and how to deal with it and to know when it hits them, you know. So real love is the epitome of an emotion that shares an affection, a feeling of care, interest, desire, excitement sometimes, longing to be and to have and to want someone. And the feeling is not the same always. You know, you may be happy with the feeling, that you may be sad, but the love is still there. You may be disappointed, but the longing is still there. You may be stressed, but the love is still there. And I just want to say this, when in a relationship, when a person is dating, you got several types of situations where some people are ready to marry. You know, they're just ready to marry, you know. And so they don't really look for love, and they think, oh, well, that's just made up. But there is a certain feeling you get on the inside that tells you that you are longing for this person, right? And you don't want it to end. You don't, but now you got your physical, you got your mind. Your mind is going to tell you, okay, don't get your hopes up, or, you know, you don't know if this is real love or not. It may be infatuation. It may be love. But this thing doesn't go away. And this is what we need to understand. In dating, it's not a short-term thing. It's a long-term thing. In sociology, we actually have, you know, a lot of statistics that we use to study human behavior and society. And what we found is that people have gotten intimate on the average of 2 dates. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that a lot of people are not taking the time to find out whether they actually have this longing to be with this person, right? Before they know it, the person has become intimate. And now I don't know whether it's because I have had sex with you. Now I got to stick with you because you thinking I'm in love with you because I've gave it up. And, you know, we got all these mixed signals going on because we have rushed the process.
Okay, so then help me understand this then, because like I'm gonna give you two different scenarios, right? So you have your teenager, right? That may be in middle school, may be in high school, that, you know, that's typically when young girls and boys kind of begin their whole dating experience, you know? I mean, even in high school as well. So starting with that scenario, how do they know, you know, that they're in love? I mean, would you categorize that as love? I mean, you know, how do we start with that? How do we, even as parents, even, you know, friends or teachers that are, you know, seeing a young person of that age going through their first dating experience, how do we help them with that, you know, understanding what they're experiencing?
See, and that's a great example because it's time. Time tells all, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No one should rush into love. Listen, a marriage is a relationship that you are supposed to endure forever. Same as parenting. That's why you don't rush into these things, right? Mm-hmm. That's why God says the first thing he says is love is patient. You don't rush into it. Mm-hmm. So when I meet you and I like you, that's great. But love is something that'll endure everything. So if we're going through a lot of things in a relationship and it lasts through that, that's love. But if it doesn't last, it wasn't love.
Right. Right. You see what right. I mean? Right.
But when we mm-hmm. put so much pressure on commitment and you can't talk to nobody else, I mean, this is all stuff we'd have made up. We saw other people do it in movies and other areas of our lives, and we try to implement it in our own lives, mm-hmm. and we mess it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you'll have those that were met at 16 mm-hmm. and they still married today, mm-hmm. and then you had those that didn't, and it's because it wasn't love.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, I mean, I know for me personally, I was one of those, of course, that dated in middle school or in high school. And I mean, I, you know, thought that I was experiencing at the time, of course, what I thought was real love. Right. I mean, because we're not really learning about what real love really is. You know, we're going by these feelings that we, you know, we're kind of having, which could be lust, could be infatuation, right. could be obsession. Yeah. I mean, it could be hormonal, whatever it is, right?
That's right.
But
that's
nobody right. can tell us that we're not in love. Like, that's you know, right. they hating or they jealous or something, right?
That's right.
So, I mean, that's you right. know, but then like you say, I mean, obviously when that relationship does not continue moving forward after so long, you know that that's not really real love or that real definition that you're referring to.
It's true. And you know, these things are necessary mm-hmm. for us to find what we really want. Mm-hmm. So we look at that didn't work out. So that was a failure. No, it was an opportunity for me to see what it wasn't, what mm-hmm. I didn't need, what right. I don't want, and for me to move on. So right. in life, we go through these different stages, just mm-hmm. like kindergarten, first grade, second grade.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the different phases so that you can find out what it is that it I need to be prepared for the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wish that, and you're right, that's why we wanted to establish the Love Center with Langford Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new place because there's not one. No one knows where to look if they mm-hmm. want to know what real love is like, where to go if they want to know if I'm with the right one. Is this mm-hmm. Is this what we're supposed to have and what we're supposed to be?
Right.
And so when you're dating, you're supposed to take your time. You're not supposed to rush. You're not supposed to allow lust to take over. Now, it used to be that the lady would want more conservative about enforcing that. You know, I'm not going to just let you run through here and just keep going. But now it's not as it's not as popular as it used to be conservative. And so with that being the case, everybody's just running rapid. You don't know, you know, there's no control there. There's no stability. There's no mandate or requirement in terms of what you have to do and be. And if there is no, and let's clarify something. When I speak, there is no. Mm-hmm. We know there are some. There are some women out there that are holding to their standards. And there are some men mm-hmm. out there. I mean, I've had men tell me, you know, when I say I'm not having sex till I know it's the right one, the women will say, you know, you gay or something, you know. So there are men mm-hmm. and women. There is always an exception to the rule. There is no extreme mm-hmm. everything, right? So there are some women and there are men that are holding true. But I'm speaking of a day where there was a societal rule of thumb that more women and more women primarily were more conservative when it came to being intimate with their partner. Mm-hmm. You know, they required them to mm-hmm. marry them or put a ring on it or, you know, commit. And that just is not necessarily the societal, and that's what I mean, mm-hmm. rule anymore. But that's so necessary because what I say it's necessary, but it's important because it allows them to know if they're the one, if it's real love or if it was just attraction or situational. You know, a lot of times mm-hmm. people will go into relationships on the rebound. They'll go on mm-hmm. a relationship because they were in a bad place and they need a place mm-hmm. to stay, or they needed somebody mm-hmm. that was comforting to them, or they were grieving and that person was there, you know? And when they come out right. of that bad place and they're in a good space, they don't want that person anymore, you know?
Okay. Well, then, Dr. Keith, you could kind of let me know, let us all know, you know, what, so say, for example, a person is in love with someone or they think that they are, and this is an adult, and they want to take their relationship to the next level, you know, or maybe that person from the jump is looking for a serious relationship. What do you think, what are some guidelines, right, that a person should be looking for if they're already in a relationship with somebody or they're dating somebody? What are some of the signs they should look for that this relationship is going to go somewhere? It's going to progress to the next level. What are some things we can see, some signs?
Okay, so one of the things that I know for sure is important is that You know, sometimes people will say, I've been dating them for 2 years. You still don't know people. Mm-hmm. That I have to disagree with that, because some of the questions, the time that you do spend with them, you need to be asking questions and looking for certain things, you know, and not leaning in a mm-hmm. conspicuous, analytical, sneaky way. I'm just saying, you know, how were they raised? What are they talking about? Mm. What are some of the things they're saying? What are you mm-hmm. asking? You know, Steve Harvey put that book out and people mm-hmm. were, you know, trying to criticize him for it, but he's telling the truth. You need to talk about, hey, what are your plans? What do you want to do? You know, and they may say the right things that you want to hear, but then afterwards, are their actions aligning with that? Because there are people that are going to say what you want to hear, right? They're going to say what sounds good, mm-hmm. but their actions need to be aligning to that. If their actions are not aligning to that, then the chances are great that they're not really sincere about that. And I'm writing a book now about the paths to successful parenting. These paths mm-hmm. to successful parenting, and in that, I'm just talking to people about when you're dating people, you need to be thinking about what kind of parent is this person going to be. It sounds corny, but mm-hmm. you know. People are so afraid of divorce because they don't think it matters, but it does matter. When people are married and they're happily married, they bring both of their resources to the home. They have money to invest. When you look at communities that have two-parent homes that are working, those parents, mm-hmm. the children are more successful. The homes, the communities are safer. in terms of crimes and statistics, you know, like they don't have as much crime. Mm-hmm. They have the crime, but it's not as bad as some neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. The income level, you can actually go on citydata.com and it'll tell you the income level of each zip code in our state, in our country, actually. And it'll show you how the data aligns with married couples, income level, crime, degrees, wealth, you know, like it, all mm-hmm. of that goes in line together. So if mm-hmm. if I'm in a two-parent home and we're bringing both of our resources to this place and we are investing and we're putting our money in the bank, we're less likely to be in poverty, you know, we're less likely mm-hmm. to be, our children are less likely to fall into the some of the traps that are existing. Now, it doesn't mean it's, and remember, no absolutes, but what we're doing mm-hmm. as parents, right. what we're doing as individuals is creating what we would think would be the best path for a child, a safe environment for a child. Now, can we control all things? No, we can't. As a parent, you can't. But you can do the very best you can to try and create the best environment. And but that means that when I'm dating, I need to see, am I attracted to this person? Is this person attracted mm-hmm. to me? Do they love me? I mean, do they want to mm-hmm. talk to me as much as I want to talk to them? Do we have things in common? Are we compatible? You know, are they working? Am I working? I mean, are these are important things. Now, if they're not working, I mean, this is important. If they're not working, it's okay. But we just can't build nothing. Because mm-hmm. what has happened, and I said this before to you, I think, my mom, wisdom, you know, you can help people, but you can't help them and build something with them. You know, you mm-hmm. you got to choose which one you're going to do. So if I'm your helper, mm-hmm. if I'm helping you, then I need to help you. That needs to be separate. Mm-hmm. But I can't try to build right. something with you. And a lot of people do that. They find people down in the dumps and mm-hmm. need somebody and they mm-hmm. help them. And that person is so appreciative of that help. They try to build a relationship with them and it doesn't work mm. because we're on two different levels. Mm-hmm. And now you're resenting me. Because I'm, you know, I'm mm-hmm. teaching you and helping you. And so mm-hmm. we got this inferiority complex going on. Or mm-hmm. I don't want you really like that. I just, you were just so good to me. I felt like I owed you. I felt loyal. And that's another thing, mm-hmm. that loyalty, you know. I feel mm-hmm. loyal to you because you helped me. But I don't really want to come home at night to you, you know. And so. We want to make sure that we're not just trying to build something on a foundation that lacks solidarity. You want a foundation right. that's filled with love and compassion and understanding and respect. Mm-hmm. If I respect you, like if you've accomplished a lot and you're doing a lot with your life, I'm going to have a greater deal of respect for you in terms of what you can do. And if you haven't, and I'm helping you, so you can go out there and do some stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because I don't respect you and what you can do on your own. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's important that people meet, and it's a spiritual, equally yoked. You gotta be right. able to have some things that I can respect you on so that we can, because respect to men is huge. If you don't respect them, appreciate them, and respect to them is thank you for taking out the trash, keeping the house clean, making the yard look good, bringing the money home, taking care of the kids. Thank you, babe. I appreciate that. That is like money to them.
Right. So in all, what you basically in essence is saying is that, you know, on one hand, there are benefits, right, to experiencing real love. I mean, there are benefits to yourself, to your significant other, to your children, to your community. So it spreads far and wide. in terms of reaping those Absolutely. Benefits. But then at the same time, there's a greater importance to make sure that you're also experiencing it with the right person, and then also going about it the right way. Because some of us, we may have that idea of how positive it is to experience real love, but then we're kind of going about it the wrong way, as you mentioned, with, you know, the helping and the building kind of going on at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, we want to help people. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you, like the movie that Tyler Perry did with the late Al Cremona, you know, she was helping this guy. She was just becoming so resentful of him, you know. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. she knew he owed her. She felt like he owed her, mm-hmm. you know. And so mm-hmm. it's kind of a sad situation, but the person has to say, you know what? I love you. I mind helping you, but you go on, get yourself together. If you really want me, you come back. And that goes to that mm-hmm. old rule of thumb. You let something go and it comes back to you. It's really yours, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, because even in discussing real love, I mean, if you really love someone, you do have to be able to let go of them so that way that they can go and find out what their greater purpose is and what have you, and not only kind of holding on to them very, very mm-hmm. tightly so that they won't leave you. Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. Okay.
Yesterday, I was talking to a young man. I get calls all the time being a counselor. And so I got a call yesterday about a young man that, and I saw mm-hmm. myself in his call. I mean, as a youngster, you know, and he says, "Mama, I have a friend. And she is being charged with capital murder because her son died in her custody. But he's 2 years old, and his 4-year-old brother hit the 2-year-old and caused him to fall or something. And they took him to the hospital, and he died in the hospital. But she said she didn't do it. She didn't do it. Well, they're charging her with it. And so he wants to help her. And, you know, the weirdest thing is this guy is a single dad. He has 2 children. And I'm wondering, I'm thinking, bless his heart, because he wants to help her. Mm-hmm. And I gave him some resources for her. And that's good. And I had to tell him, I said, "Son, I appreciate you wanting to help her, and this is the time before she goes to trial to try to get the help for her. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. you have 2 children. You cannot build anything with that." You get what I mean? He wants to help her, mm-hmm. and that's our culture. We want to help people. That we got to help each other. You know, that's but we can't build anything with that. You got 2 children. You know? And so her mom takes care of her oldest son, and her other baby is deceased. And so, you know, you got to, it is that important. I have a couple of people that we've helped that were survivors of family violence. And the one young man, when he goes out and speak, he was one of the victims. I think you met him. And his story, his message to everyone is, be careful who you date. Because it affects everybody, you know?
And
His mom was dating a guy that killed her daughter, and shot him 3 times, 5 times or something, 3 to 5 times, I'm not sure. And so if that's true as an adult, it's still true when the child hadn't been born yet, you know? Mm-hmm. Parents, as a young person seeking an adult, a mate, think about what they'd be like as a parent, you know? And the only way you're going to do that is to know how they were raised, what they've been through, what their philosophy is on life, if they have children, what they're going to, how they're raising their children now. All those factors are going to play into how well you guys are going to do and what therapy you may need or what support you may need, etc. And again, it may be able to be done, especially if love is present. But if love is not present, you may not be able to overcome those obstacles, you know?
Right.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Right. And I really like that. I'm trying to separating the two between helping somebody and building somebody and building them up. I mean, then trying to have that relationship on the back end, if that makes sense, and hoping that that's going to go somewhere, because I know we, as a community, you know, that's within our culture. We like to help other people, but then we kind of forget about all the other things that are in the background, you know? So, I mean, I really appreciate you coming on and explaining that to us and expressing real love and kind of helping all of us understand what real love is, what it's not, and even what happens if we just kind of look over, you know, some of the things that we need to actually see with our own eyes. Dr. Key, can you drive this point home with your final thoughts with us today?
Sure. And I can't help but to think about this trial I went to several years ago. It was a guy that had been in prison for murder. And he was dating a woman in Dallas, and her family was very skeptical of the relationship. And this man he was nice to her and everything all the way up until this fateful day where he killed her. He killed this lady after she forgave him for the murder. He served his time. That's what she would tell her family. And she forgave him for the crime that he did to his ex-wife. And ultimately, he did the same thing to her. And he was sitting on the porch. I'll never forget this trial. He was sitting on the back porch, shivering, just sitting there when the police came. And they wanted to know, why did you do it? And he couldn't say anything. He's just shaking. And I'm saying to everyone, as a culture, we are very emotional. We're very loyal. We're very compassionate. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we have to understand that we can be that, but not try and build a relationship on that. We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect those that we love. And we cannot put our lives at stake in doing so. Love is it's a beautiful, beautiful gift from God. And it's not to be confused with any other motive, selfish motive, any other deceitful motive, or as the kids say, thirsty motive. You know, sometimes people are desperate and they just want somebody. We cannot afford to do that. We have to understand that it takes time. And if you see red flags, if you see things that are not in order with what love is supposed to feel like, it's patient, it's kind, it's considerate, it endures all things. If it's not that, then you should not proceed with it. Lakeford Avenue has developed a love center. So people will know where to come if they found or think they have true love, and they want to know if they should proceed and take it to the next level for marriage. Because so many people are afraid of divorce. So we have a premarital counseling, couples coaching sessions that we provide to help get people on the right path.
And can you tell us where people can go or who people can contact if, you know, they've heard what you've expressed today and they want to learn more, or if they want to reach out to you?
And I definitely will. Lakeford Avenue does provide domestic violence counseling as well. If there are those that do love people but don't know how to show it, or can't control their emotions or their anger or their past trauma that they've experienced, the number is 214-870-4129. 214-870-4129. LankfordAvenue@yahoo.com is our email address. LankfordAvenue@yahoo.com. And we're always available for virtual couples coaching or life coaching sessions. You can call us at any time to make an appointment. We're here in Dallas. We have 5 locations, but right now we're doing virtual sessions. So we look to hear from anyone that is in need of knowing what real love should be.
All right. Well, that's our discussion today on real love. We'd like to send a special thanks to our supporters and for all of you listeners out there. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating or review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, or Spotify. Have yourself a great week and be sure to join us next time on Healthy-ish.
Thank you.